No problem here with Luke, however. He's calling from San Diego, California on Immaculate Heart Radio. Hello, Luke.
Hello. I was just calling to ask about the Catholics' beliefs based on the New Testament of homosexual marriage. Now, I was wondering where they find Jesus talking about homosexual marriage, because when I was reading through the Bible, I noticed that there was only four occurrences of talking about homosexuals, and it was Romans chapter 1, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 1 Timothy chapter 1, and Jude chapter 1.
Yeah, Luke, yeah, it's Patrick. There are actually seven passages in the whole of the Bible about homosexual behavior. But, Jim, with respect to the redefinition of marriage, does Jesus have to have mentioned it for Catholics to have a teaching about it?
Well, it's true that John tells us in his gospel, in fact, he tells us twice near the end of his gospel, that not everything Jesus did or everything that he said or all the acts that he performed are recorded there. And he explains that he recorded these, you know, for specific reasons so that we could know those particular things. You know, John wrote his gospel later than Matthew, Mark, and Luke wrote theirs, and his gospel is different. Many scholars recognize or believe that John was writing, he was aware of the other gospels, he was aware of what was being taught, he was aware of challenges to the gospels and to the gospel message itself, and his gospel is different because he was including additional things, some things that you won't find in the synoptic gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke. But he still goes on to tell us at the end of his gospel that don't expect this yet still to be everything. There is more. We can understand there is much more. And he tells us that if everything Jesus were to have said were to be written down, I suppose the world couldn't hold the books that it would fill. So, yes, the first part of that question, then, Luke, is we don't always want to say if Jesus himself didn't explicitly mention something, then it must not have been important. Maybe the Gospels don't mention Jesus mentioning something because their particular audiences are not, this isn't something that they need to address with their particular audiences. The Gospel writers had different audiences. But did Jesus say anything about marriage that might lead us to understanding this? And I would go right to Matthew chapter 19. And when the Pharisees were asking him about divorce, Jesus quotes quotes Genesis, and he says, from the beginning, God made them from the beginning male and female. And for this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This is what Jesus says about marriage. He doesn't say anything about a man leaving his father and mother and joining to another man, or a woman and a woman. It's a man and a woman. Of course, we can understand from natural law that this makes sense. A man and a woman come together, become one flesh, has a metaphorical meaning, and also has a could be seen as a euphemism for coming together in sexual intercourse for the promulgation of the human species to carry on God's commandment to be fruitful and multiply. Well, this is something two men can't do, two women can't do. This is why God made us male and female, and that seems to be what Jesus is referring to here. Beyond that, yes, there are other passages. Paul is very explicit. I did write a blog post a while back. You can find it at Catholic.com, where I address the question of did Jesus say anything about homosexuality, or is Jesus' silence, apparent silence on homosexuality, an indication that it's not an important issue? If you go to Catholic.com and pull up the blog, maybe sort for my name, Jim Blackburn, you will find that blog post. I can't think of the name of it right now. But one thing I mentioned in there is that Paul, he's very explicit in his teaching about homosexuality. And, you know, you mentioned that, well, there's Romans chapter 1, verse 27, there's 1 Corinthians chapter 6. He also mentions to Timothy homosexuality. There are many verses where Paul discusses the idea of homosexuality and how it is going to stand in the way of salvation. It's that big of an issue. Well, Paul also tells us that he got his teaching from Christ. He got, you know, on the road to Damascus, his conversion on the road to Damascus, but then before he began his public ministry, he learned from Christ the gospel message. And, you know, he tells us he didn't learn this from the apostles. He learned this directly from Christ. So if Paul's teaching something, we can be pretty certain that he got that from Christ himself. Paul's teaching is also that, is Jesus' teaching in that sense. So, Luke, I hope that helps. I did write an article also on homosexuality where I go into the scriptural foundation for the church's teaching. You'll find that at Catholic.com as well.
Luke, have you heard of Ryan Anderson? Is that a familiar name?
No, I have not.
Ryan Anderson, along with Sharif Gurgis, are two young scholars that write magnificently on this question of the redefinition of marriage. And they never mention Jesus, Bible, Pope, Council, Scripture, all that, when we were talking about the redefinition of marriage, because talking about homosexuality brings us into an entirely different set of arguments. It's almost a different topic. Right? It's really about the definition of what marriage is.
It is. But of course, the church's teaching on homosexuality is so important. It's moral teaching that once you understand that, it's clear that, you know, obviously same-sex marriage is not going to be acceptable. But if we want to get away from the scriptures and even get away from church teaching, the book that you mentioned, Patrick, Ryan T. Anderson's book goes into a very natural law understanding. As I mentioned, God made us male and female. There's a reason for that. Mm-hmm. And we can know just by reason alone that activity apart from, you know, how our bodies are made, mm-hmm. coming together in a sexual way, is not something that God intended for. It's not something that our bodies are created for.
Luke, I found the date. It's February 22nd this past year. If you go to catholic.com/radio, Ryan T. Anderson, it's called The Truth About Marriage, and his fine book I recommend to anyone who is involved in discussing the matter. It's called Truth Overruled, The Future of Marriage and Religious Freedom. Luke, thank you very much for the call.